These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Cameron Pope. Every passing week seems a defining period in Newcastle United's season, but the Magpies could soon take another giant step towards safety against Sheffield United at the weekend, before hosting Manchester City in the first FA Cup final since 2006, just 7 days later. A win against the high-flying Blades would see the Magpies reach 38 points. Newcastle then welcomed City to St James's Park a week later, knowing they are just one win away from a Wembley semi-final. The Magpies will be without Martin Dubravka for several weeks though, after the goalkeeper suffered a knee injury. So Carl Darlow looks set for his first run of games in 2 years. In loanee news, Rolando Ahrens has warned there is more to come from him at Motherwell between now and the end of the season. The winger arrived at Fir Park in January after spending the first half of the season on loan at Wycombe Wanderers. Despite starting the last 6 Premiership matches, Ahrens has yet to score in the division and has only opened his account for the club in the Scottish Cup against St Mirren last month. Jamaican-born Ahrens has been with the Magpies since arriving as a youth in 2012. And finally, staying in Scotland, reports have claimed that Rangers skipper James Tavernier is being lined up for a potential return to St James's Park in the summer. Tavernier has been the subject of much speculation in the last few transfer windows, with clubs in both the Championship and the Premier League said to be keen on signing the fullback. Aston Villa, West Brom and Crystal Palace were all linked with the Jersey captain. But with manager Steven Gerrard entrusting him with the armband and a sense of unfinished business at Ibrox, Tavernier pledged his future to the club and signed a new contract extending his stay until 2022. The 28-year-old has made 241 appearances since joining the club during Mark Warburton's tenure, scoring 46 goals and creating 73 assists.